From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Vermont Yankee will close by the end of next year. As VPR's John Dillon reports, the Entergy Corporation says economic pressures prompted the shutdown decision.
The state of Vermont has tried to close the 40-year-old Vermont Yankee plant since 2010. The battle over Vermont Yankee's future has gone from the state legislature to a U.S. appeals court. But in the end, it was low natural gas prices and a changing energy market that doomed the plant. Julian Dumoulin-Smith is an energy analyst with UBS Financial Services. He says the problem facing Vermont Yankee also plagues other older nuclear units.
It's not the litigation that did it in. It's the economics, right? Economics of nuclear at this juncture, the reality is it just isn't economic, especially for single unit sites where fundamentally the market structure is not supportive of baseload units.
Dumoulin-Smith says Entergy's decision may be a bellwether. He says there may be a large wave of older nuclear plants facing shutdowns due to cost pressures on the industry. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission says it will carefully oversee Yankee's decommissioning. State officials will learn details of the shutdown financial plan in the months to come. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier.
Governor Peter Shumlin held a press conference about half an hour ago and will be joining Vermont Edition next to discuss the news. At the press conference, the governor said shutting Yankee down is, quote, the right decision, and the sooner it can be decommissioned, the better. In a statement this morning, House Speaker Shap Smith said the Entergy decision comes after years of discussion in the legislature about the long-term sustainability of the plant. Smith said the closure is part of a national trend of moving away from nuclear power as the country works toward a sustainable energy future. Leo Denault, Entergy's chairman and chief executive officer, said in a statement, quote, this was an agonizing decision and an extremely tough call for us. Vermont Yankee has an immensely talented, dedicated, and loyal workforce and a solid base of support among many in the community. The company employs about 630 people, a staffing level that will be gradually reduced as the plant moves through the stages of decommissioning. Again, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission said in a statement that the federal agency would continue rigorous oversight of the plant through the rest of its operations and into and through decommissioning. We'll have much more on this story coming up on Vermont Edition. The Eye on the Sky forecast for the VPR listening region today. It'll be partly cloudy in New Hampshire and mostly to partly cloudy elsewhere. An isolated shower or thunderstorm is possible today. Highs from the upper 70s to mid-80s. Showers taper off tonight, lows in the mid-50s to low 60s, and variable clouds and sun tomorrow. Humid once again, highs in the upper 70s. We'll have more on the weather coming up at the end of the hour. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.